About this time, we get to catch up with one of our local vets, and today, that's Dr. Georgia Ladmore. Georgia, how are you?
Well, thank you.
We're talking about horses again today.
Horses, old horses.
Old horses, okay.
Old horses.
This is Cushing's disease?
Yeah.
So what is that?
So Cushing's disease in horses is also known as pars pituitary intermedia dysfunction,
okay,
which is a dysfunction in a part of the brain that changes how much stress hormone a horse has. And stress hormone isn't great when we've got an excess of it. So especially for our older horses, when they're exposed to those stress hormones on an ongoing basis, we see secondary complications that can get quite serious.
Okay. So before we come to those complications, how do you diagnose that? I mean, how can you kind of, I don't know, can the average person see changes in their horse that would make them think that this might be it?
Yeah, for sure. So up to 20% of horses 20 years of age can be affected by Cushing's disease.
Yeah,
and
right.
And if, especially for our pony friends, that can be most serious. There does seem to be some genetic links. So most people will first notice that their horse has a really long, shaggy coat that they don't shed very well when summer comes around.
Okay.
And that is often the first sign. Horses also tend to lose muscle mass, especially over what we call their top line. So their neck muscles, the muscles of their back, and that can give them a pot-bellied appearance. So they can look kind of skinny, but with a big belly. And that's similar to how we see Cushing's disease in dogs as well. So you might see that in your own dog patients. Horses, just like for dogs, if they have Cushing's disease, they tend to start drinking more and then weeing more.
Okay.
And some people come in reporting that as the first sign.
Okay. Does it develop or is it always there?
It usually develops, and it develops over time.
Okay.
Yeah. So we would very rarely diagnose that in a young or middle-aged horse. It's usually these older horses.
Okay. So, I mean, is that just because the symptoms become more prominent? I mean, is it like something that just lingers in the back of the brain, or does something cause it?
I think we'd think about it as an old person's disease or an old horse's disease,
okay,
rather than something that's
like lingering,
lingering in the early ages.
Sure.
And as the body isn't working quite as well as it used to in its older years, then we see the consequences of that.
You mentioned secondary complications can be quite dangerous. What are they?
The most serious one that we see frequently would be laminitis, and often that will be the first time that someone gets their horse looked at with the vet, and the vet might go, oh, wow, you know, Cushing's has to be on our radar for this particular patient. So laminitis is where the sensitive part of the hoof, which is a bit like having a splinter underneath your fingernail, gets inflamed.
Oh, okay.
And of course, for you and I, we can have a splinter in our fingernail and ignore it. But for horses, they're actually walking around on those fingernails.
Yeah.
So that becomes very uncomfortable for them.
So
very
they start
painful.
To be lame, right?
And they might be lame. They might just be laying down a lot of the day.
Okay.
And if a horse is laying down a lot of their day, then they can't eat grass like they normally should.
Mm.
So all of these issues start to compound. We can also see issues with their immune function, so they may be more prone to skin infections, to hoof infections like hoof abscesses.
Oh.
And that in itself leads to pain and needing to get some help.
So in regards to Cushing's, I mean, you mentioned that it's kind of like an older horse's disease, something that develops. Can it be managed?
Yeah, so management, we certainly have medications that are an option if we get a diagnosis on blood tests.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got different medications between long-acting injections or oral medications on a day-to-day basis. It's also really important to manage the horse's health and well-being in other ways. So managing their diet and overviewing their nutritional status is really important. We want to maintain a good level of fiber and minimize highly digestible sugars.
Okay.
Because insulin resistance is part of this problem. And then we really need to be on top of hoof care for them because their hooves tend to grow much faster than a normal horse. So we should be seeing the farrier more frequently.
Mm.
And then the other thing to manage would be their coat. If we've got a really long, shaggy coat, that makes it really difficult to manage their heat.
Mm.
So in summer, they tend to get too hot. In winter, they might need help with rugging and supporting them in that way. And making sure that hygiene is maintained if they've got a really long coat.
But it's not, Cushing's isn't a death sentence, though. It can
absolutely
be managed.
Absolutely not.
Okay,
absolutely
all right.
Not. And certainly for performance ponies or pony club ponies that are really competing well into their 20s, then we can really see them thriving if we manage to manage this condition rather than just surviving with their shaggy coats.
Okay, there you go. Fascinating, Georgia. Thank you so much for coming in today.
No worries.
Good on you. That's Dr. Georgia Ladmore there from Orange Vet Hospital talking to us a bit about Cushing's disease in horses. You're on ABC Central West and Western Plains this morning.